Hi, this is Kerry for Present Moments, and the emotion that I want to look at is care. Care, as often is the case when I identify an emotion, it's a verb, so care is a thing that you do, but there's an emotion in care as well, and I feel like it's love and empathy and consideration, but mixed with a kind of rational understanding and a recognition of a factual situation. But maybe despite the factual situation not being great, you still come up with that warmth and tenderness and willingness and ability to emit those emotions to someone or to something. Of course, it's easy to care and love when somebody's being nice to you, or when it's a happy situation, or when it's a positive environment. But it's harder to care when you feel like there's a negative kind of influence somewhere. And I think that care despite negativity is the emotion that I'm kind of thinking about. So what do I care about? I care about my work. I really care about my team, about the people that work for me. I feel a big responsibility for those people. I want to invest in them and make sure they feel appreciated and, you know, looked after, and I feel a care for the participants who come to the groups that I run, the courses that I run, and I feel commitment and care for the company as a whole and the team. I care about other people that I'm close to. I really care about giving the best version of me that I can to people. I care about other people's reactions, and I don't want to kind of put upon anyone, and I want to show people that I care and I love them. I also recognise that self-care is really important, and it's something that I find quite hard. A couple of nights ago I was sat at home and I'd left my laptop at work, and I was really struggling for kind of what to do, how to spend my time, and I reached out to a couple of people and said, have you got any kind of paper-based coaching exercises for me to do, or how can I, you know, I thought maybe I should read something or like invest in myself and development. And the reaction I got back was, why are you doing this? Isn't this your period of rest? Maybe you need to rest, and maybe you need to not engage in those things. And I found that really hard, because I felt like I was asking for help or support, and I felt like what I got back was no, you know, it felt quite negative, even though the person was, you know, being kind of kind and saying, just relax, enjoy yourself. And yeah, so I know that I find self-care quite difficult. So this project management technique that I'm going to use is something that's really helpful when you're kind of making a case. So if I was writing a funding application, or if I was talking to somebody about my work, then looking at things objectively, looking at preferences and looking at things subjectively can sometimes really help to kind of make a case. So I'm going to do that now. So objective. What do others know about what I care about? So I feel like with some relationships, some close relationships, people know a lot. I try to demonstrate that in my actions and my behaviour and my thinking about people. And I think that that sometimes puts pressure on people as well to give that back, and I don't like that bit of it, but that's kind of going a bit more into subjective. But the objective bit is, I think people do know that I care, and I think I communicate that quite well to people. Preferences, where do I choose to spend my time and my energy? So what do my preferences say about how I feel and think? Do my choices match this feeling of care? And I think in some areas, yes. So I think I do spend a lot of time thinking things through and thinking about how what I do might affect other people and trying to make the best choices. But I think that's sometimes a little bit misplaced because I end up kind of overcaring and overthinking about people. And then if I don't get that back, or if I think the wrong things, then that can get me in trouble. And I think I don't spend enough time on self-care and being kind to myself. And that's something to address. And then subjective, how do I feel? How can I practice feeling in a way that is less prescriptive and less like I'm overcaring and kind of overgiving? And I think that's just about recognizing myself and maybe recognizing how I practice self-care in order to do the things that I want to do and be the things that I want to be for other people. You can't do that if you're running on empty, if you're, you know, constantly emitting. And so I think I'm going to just take a little quiet time, and for the next week I'm going to really try and focus on looking after myself and doing positive things for myself and just being quiet and alone and nice to myself. What could I do? I can have a bath and read a book before bed. I can choose things that are going to make me feel excited and make me feel positive. I know that I really thrive on achievements, so maybe I need to set myself some little goals that aren't hard goals, that, you know, things that are about enjoyment and relaxing. I'm going to carry on, you know, going to the gym and eating good food and adding nutrition into my life. Hopefully step by step that will build up to make me feel cared for myself without needing that to come from anywhere else. Okay, bye for now.